Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, when I talk to all your folks out in the playground, as I joked, everybody knows I like kids better than people. Fortunately, they're like me. That's why maybe I like them.
I love kids, and kids love me. Kids love me, and I love kids.
On a personal level, I just want to say to people, imagine yourself in a mature forest surrounded by wild nature.
You're talking like a song from The Lion King. Stop that. It makes no sense.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What the point is here is that we are at this point because we've made progress in the economy.
Oh, you've made such progress, such confusing progress.
I believe that it is time to treat this national emergency as a national opportunity.
She's the worst in the world.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Terrorist attack in the UK today. Apparently, a British member of parliament, a conservative, David Amos, 69 years old, very conservative, pro-Brexit, pro-life, been in the parliament for 38 years. He was stabbed to death by what the BBC is describing, a very woke outfit, the BBC is describing as a British national of Somali heritage. So he was doing his constituent meeting in a Methodist church, and this Somali just burst in and stabbed him to death. This is another member of parliament a few years ago was stabbed twice by another terrorist, and a right winger killed a Labour member of parliament 5 years ago. So, but this is a Somali, a British national of Somali heritage. Let me put it that way. Incidentally, guess what happens when you close down all the hospitals and you don't treat anybody? The deaths from diseases other than COVID go up. Small story today in the Wall Street Journal: tuberculosis deaths rose in 2020. I'd say over the years, tuberculosis has proven to be a much more deadly disease. I know COVID-19 is new, but tuberculosis has a much higher death rate than COVID-19. Estimated deaths from tuberculosis increased for the first time in more than a decade last year. 2020 marked the first increase in global TB deaths since 2005. Also up this last year was malaria. Strict lockdown stopped millions of people from getting tested or treated from tuberculosis last year. The number of people newly diagnosed with TB fell to 5.8 million last year from 7.1 million in 2019, while those seeking preventive treatment from the disease dropped 21%. So, not only has the lockdowns not worked to prevent the spread of COVID-19, which is not nearly as deadly as many, many other diseases, it's led to increases in the number of deaths from those diseases because nobody was getting any treatment. Nobody is getting any treatment. 844-500-4242, time now for the Chump Line.
The White House says it's surprised we have a supply problem. You know, with an open border.
Yeah, and COVID is a very serious problem. We have to fire people, and Joe's very excited about firing Americans as he keeps the border open and allows people from Haiti and other hellhole countries to come into the country with COVID and other even worse, much worse diseases, and puts them on welfare.
Joe Biden can take on Corn Pop with a chain, but he can't keep Kellogg's Corn Pops flowing through the supply chain.
It's very good. That was the first strike I'd heard about in a very long time. Were there ever any strikes during the Donald Trump administration? No. Was the border open during the Donald Trump administration? No. Were gas prices high or low during the Donald Trump administration? Was there any inflation during the Donald Trump administration? Not really. Just a few of the changes. But the good news is no more mean tweets. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, considering sponsoring NASCAR sensation Brandon Brown as his fame grows on a daily basis. From food courts to college football to presidential motorcades, his fans continue to show their strong support of this driving phenomenon. Let's go, Brandon.
Howie, Biden the tyrant calling. Come on, man. Those Northeast airline flights weren't canceled because of employees protesting the COVID-9 vaccine mandate. The fact is, they were protesting this week's in-flight movie, A Civil Action.
He got it wrong, though. It's not. Joe Biden doesn't call it the vaccine sometimes. He calls it the Bactine. An astringent from the days of Ozzie and Harriet, if you're not familiar with it.
Hey, Howie. When Janet Yellen said that inflation was transitory, it's transitory, all right. Up, 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 and up.
As various people have been noting, you know, everything is ultimately transitory. You know, as somebody once said, in the long run, we're all dead. So it doesn't last. It's not going to last forever.
Bill Clinton's been hospitalized with the Epstein variant, otherwise known as COVID-13.
Now, Joe Biden called him today. They commiserated, you know. Bill Clinton has Paula Jones and Juanita Broderick, and Joe Biden has Tara Reid. They're all.
I know you're asking about women. President Clinton. I've been exchanging calls. He seems to be, God willing, doing well.
Believe all women, unless they're named Juanita Broderick or Paula Jones or Tara Reid.
You know, I think it's really wrong for anyone to take 4 months off from maternity leave, except Pete Buttigieg. I think we should give him the next roughly 4 years off.
That's what I said. That's why I said it. Is anyone, how can you miss him, really, when he won't go away? Although Tucker Carlson was pretty tough on him last night. He said he's taken some time off to learn how to breastfeed. Now, I wouldn't have said that. That's why I attributed it to Tucker Carlson.
Charlie Parker here. I love the Democrats. They make me look better every day. In fact, I heard they were going to change the Peter principle to the Buttigieg principle just because he's done such a great job.
You know, Charlie Parker, this isn't a good day for you to be bragging about your managerial prowess. The administration just put out yet another email memo today telling people, you know, we told you you were going to be fired if you didn't get the vaccine and you shouldn't show up after midnight on Sunday night. Never mind. Never mind. We'll give you more instructions next week, but if you aren't vaccinated, you can still come to work on Monday. That's how serious the disease is. They've decided to keep everybody coming in.
The rumors about Joe Brandon's mental decline are greatly exaggerated. That man has a firm grasp of his ice cream cone.
And you know, that's true. And you know what? His ice cream cone is bigger than just about anybody else's ice cream cones. Most people, you know, they say, two scoops. Do I really need two scoops? Joe Biden says, give me four scoops. And, you know, unlike Donald Trump having two scoops and it being a national scandal, the cream of the national political press never says anything about Joe's ice cream.
Howie, with the ridership rates on the NBCA being what they are, if they lost 50% of the drivers, would anybody notice?
If they lost 80% of the drivers, would anybody notice?
You know the old saying, if it ain't broke, wait till Joe Biden gets his hands on it.
I'm going to remember that. That could make an appearance in an upcoming Howie Carr column.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
The Liberty Bell, the Big Dig, Hunter Biden. Name three things with crack problems.
Hey-o!
That's not bad either. That was a good ending to the Trump line, or maybe it's not the ending.
That was your last Trump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
If it ain't broke, wait till Joe Biden gets his hands on it. I like that one. That's it for the Trump line today. The Trump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can leave a message between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday. Trump line's now shut down pretty much until Monday, but we'll be back with it on Monday. The Trump line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Trump line. Leave your message. And we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, you can still hear one more Chump line before the weekend. That is Chopped Chumps. Those are the messages that were excess from today's Chump line that you just heard. Chopped Chumps is posted around 7 o'clock every weeknight. And you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week considering sponsoring NASCAR sensation Brandon Brown as his fame grows on a daily basis. From food courts to college football to presidential motorcades, his fans continue to show their strong support of this driving phenomenon. Let's go, Brandon.
You know the old saying, if it ain't broke, wait till Joe Biden gets his hands on it.
I wrote that one down so I won't forget it when I'm writing my column tomorrow. How does our economy determine the value of an item? The price of the world's most valuable commodities are all set at auction. Items such as fine arts, antiques, coins, and classic cars are often priced through auction. The fish you just ate, the textiles that make up the clothes on your back and the diamond on your finger, all of those items were originally priced through auction. So, when it is time for you to sell the most valuable commodity you own, your real estate, why not sell it at auction with J.J. Manning? Our clients are affluent and intelligent decision makers who set the terms and sell their real estate quickly and contingency-free in a competitive auction. There is no stigma and no distress in this process. Recent Howie and Grace Show listeners have seen upwards of 30 qualified bidders competing for their real estate. When you sell real estate traditionally, you pay the broker commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Rizzo Insurance. From car to home insurance, Dan and Paul can help you with all you need. Contact them today at rizzoinsurance.com.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
All right. Time now for the poll question. Protecting my family is my duty, but I want to do so safely and with minimal consequence on my family's life. Thankfully, the people at Taser believe that safer self-defense is possible. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would the supply chain situation be closer to resolution if Mayor Pete came to work every day?
Probably just as well. You know, if it ain't broke, don't let Pete Buttigieg near it, to use the variation on what the chump line message just was.
86% of the audience says no. It would be no different.
844-500-4242. So Joe Biden today, let's go back to play some Joe Biden cuts. And I mentioned earlier that he's talking about how there should be electric buses. Okay, electric buses. There were electric buses in Duluth, Minnesota, until they realized that hilly routes and heaters were draining batteries too quickly. Electric buses were removed from service in Indianapolis for upgrades due to range issues. That means they would run out of batteries. While officials in Albuquerque, New Mexico, returned 15 electric buses for similar reasons. Okay, and there are they also took them all out of service last year in Philadelphia due to an alleged defect in the chassis that led to a cracking problem. The absence of electric buses from service was largely unnoticed for 10 months, says the media in Philadelphia, because SEPTA riders during a pandemic era that's caused record low ridership. So, you know, if the bus goes out of service and there's nobody to see it, did it really go out of service, I guess? But Joe Biden apparently hasn't heard any of these stories from Duluth or Albuquerque or Indianapolis or Philadelphia, which I think is near one of his hometowns, Philadelphia at least, if not the other places. So here he is talking about how great electric buses are. Cut six.
You know, there's millions of kids getting on diesel school buses, and inhaling air, getting asthma. They should be electric buses.
And if we had electric buses, they could all walk. You know, that's better for them than inhaling the diesel fumes or even being on the electric buses. But if they were on the electric buses, the chances are the buses would break down and they'd have to walk. That'd be good. Okay, cut 12.
That monthly tax cut for parents is going to end in just a couple months.
Oh, he's talking again about the child tax care credit for all the people who don't work and haven't worked in generations. It's a tax putt, though. Did you hear him say that? It's a tax putt.
That monthly tax putt cut.
Okay. What class is that for, that tax putt, Joe? Cut 10.
Which is finally a tax cut for the middle class.
For the little class or the middle class?
Which is finally a tax cut for the middle class.
Really, the class. It's like Jill, Joe, you can't, he's just slurring his words. Even when he doesn't quite screw it up, you don't know what the hell he's saying. 844-500-4242. Then this is another one where you can't really hear, you can't understand what he's saying. Cut five.
About opportunity versus decay.
Degay?
About opportunity versus decay.
I hope Pete Buttigieg did not hear that he wants opportunity versus degay. Pete Buttigieg.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
He said it, not me. I celebrate diversity. Okay, now it's time for his daily screw-up. Well, maybe he screwed it up again in Connecticut. We just don't know yet. We haven't got those cuts. We'll have them later on. But he always likes to screw up Build Back Better as Build Back Pletter, or his vice president says Build Back, or he says it's the Build Back Better Pan or the American Rescue Pan. So here's the way he did it today. He screwed it up today. Cut seven.
And that's what the second bill does, the Build Back Better initiative.
The Build Back Better initiative. See, he doesn't want to say plan or legislation, because he hasn't got any legislation. He just issues executive orders, and then he has to correct himself again. So let's have a little more of Biden stumbling here. Cut nine.
Half of 3 and 4 year olds in America are enrolled in early education, childhood education, like you're doing here.
They're enrolled in early education childhood. Where do you enroll in childhood? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 919 says, I'm only on my third beer, and my wife says I'm sounding like Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden doesn't drink beer. That's the thing. I mean, Ted Kennedy had an excuse.
Struggling.
For his struggling, just like Joe Namath had an excuse for his struggling. Joe Biden has an excuse, but we're not supposed to talk about it. Chris Saliza says we can't bring up his mental decline. That's not kosher, apparently. 844-500-4242. All right. Joining us now is Grace, because it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
You know how it works. Every Friday evening at this time, we read the funniest police stories that have come in over the wire, over the transom during the past week. We ask you to send your funny stories from your local daily or weekly newspaper. It can be a standalone story or it can be from the police column. Some papers call it the police log. Others call it the police blotter. Wherever it comes from, as long as it's kind of humorous, you can send it to grace@howiecarshow.com. grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday afternoon, we read the funniest entries of the week. And the best entries of the week get a nice prize, the two best ones. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will get a copy of your book, Plug Uglies. I have a Plug Uglies in my car. I keep seeing it, and I just know people are going to love this prize.
It's a great book, and for many people in the Boston area, there may be one of your relatives there. There are hundreds of mugshots there that you will never see anywhere else.
Amen. Absolutely. All right, let's get right to it, Howie, because I've got a lot of police blotter runners up. These people do not win a prize. Naked woman at Denver airport taken to hospital after walking around concourse.
Be well, be well, be well, oh, the naked lady.
How do we know she wasn't just, being examined by some of the security people from TSA?
That is a decent question, but it would appear that she was intoxicated. Police inside Denver International Airport responded last month to reports of a naked woman walking through a concourse who seemed erratic and was greeting bystanders. How are you doing? Where are you from? The woman could be asking.
Oh, she was obviously insane.
And
that's like going on a subway, even in these deserted subway days, and asking people questions like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was in Denver. I think they're a little bit friendlier. But if you saw someone walking naked and asking you that in like New York.
In these days, since post 9/11, there's not too much camaraderie in the nation's airports.
You're absolutely right, Howard.
Legal weed in Denver.
Yes. All right, Florida man wielding sword sets fire in roadway, floods booking office after arrest.
He had a fiery sword? How did he set a fire with a sword?
Well, I don't know if he set it with the sword, but authorities say when they arrived to 4 feet high flames, they found a man holding a sword and drinking alcohol. According to police, the fire was in front of a man's home who they visited around 5 times in the past 6 months for illegal burns. Officials say that when they went to speak with suspect Scott Taylor, he was sitting in his front yard holding a sword in his hand and had a knife in his waistband. Police say he was also actively drinking in front of them.
What kind of knife? Was it a dirk? A switchblade? A shiv?
I don't know what kind of knife, Howie, but I do
a sword
know.
Cane?
I do know what kind of alcohol.
What kind?
He began chugging from a half-gallon sized Captain Morgan spiced rum.
Whew. He ran out of Thunderball. The liquor
fireball.
Store had run out of thunderball. Had run out of a thunder. What is it? What's that? Fireball. Excuse me.
Fireball.
I'm getting.
I'm
sounding like Joe Biden. I'm getting thunder. I'm combining Thunderbird fortified wine and Fireball spiced whiskey.
So is he apparently.
Howie,
I guess he is.
Can you explain to people, because my mother asked me this question a lot. She says, when Howie says fortified wine, what does he mean?
That's when you take wine that is just regular wine and you just spike it with grain alcohol.
Got it. Okay.
That's what there used to be this guy in Winston-Salem. He was a former Klansman, and he was always going before the city council and saying, y'all got to stop allowing them to sell fortified wine. That there's like selling a mixed drink in a bottle.
Barbaric.
That's what it is.
Oh, gosh. I'm afraid I shouldn't have asked this question. Okay, so back to the man with the sword who's setting fires in the roadways. Authorities say he dropped the knife and sword when asked, but could not provide an answer as to why he started the fire.
He didn't drop his booze, though, did he?
Police say while the
here, man... Here, hold my Captain Morgan spiced rum. He didn't say that, did he?
Police say while the man was in a holding cell, he intentionally broke a fire sprinkler head, causing water to flood the cell and booking room. Busy night for this guy.
Well, I needed a chaser.
you know, Grace, this guy, you know, instead of asking you what the animals' names are, from now on I'm going to start asking you, a texter suggested this. First of all, did the naked woman have a mask on?
That is such a good question. It does not say, but I think I'm going to say, if I had to guess, no, because I feel like I would have seen it in more places.
How about the guy with the sword? Did he have a mask on?
I'm also getting a no vibe, but I cannot confirm.
Were either of them social distancing?
Again, but, well, you know what? The woman was asking, going up to people and asking, how are you? Where are you from? So I'm going to say a no on her and perhaps a yes on the Captain Morgan man. Well, he wasn't social distancing from Captain Morgan.
No, he wasn't. He and Captain Morgan are good friends, I would say. He knows Captain Morgan even better than he knows Mr. Jack Daniel.
He knows him intimately, as Joe Biden might say. Now, Howie, I do have to read you this next one. I think you'll enjoy this. NYPD cops busted an undercover sting operation driving prostitutes to and from dates. A pair of dirty cops were
caught. These were undercover cops?
Well, wait. It involves some undercover cops. A pair of dirty cops were caught in an undercover NYPD sting operation, driving supposed high-priced escorts to and from their dates in exchange for thousands of dollars. Former officers Thomas Diori and Michael Sardone were busted earlier this year when it was revealed that the prostitute they were driving around was actually an undercover NYPD officer, according to the records.
How much did the city funds pay these crooked cops to drive her around? The story says the cops got thousands of dollars.
How do you have the story in front of you?
No, I don't. I heard you say it.
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah, I said that at the beginning of the story. Sardone, who was interested.
I'm listening a little more closely than you are, I guess, Grace.
Before anyone.
Have you gotten into the
no,
Captain Morgans in the last 2 hours while you were sitting around the office?
I knew that was going to happen. I have not indulged in anything. I just forgot what I had said.
Sardone, stay away from that fortified wine until you get home, okay?
Now that I know what it is. Sardone, who has since retired and was once named Cop of the Month in 2015, was the subject of an...
It was February, though. It was a short month.
...was the subject of an unrelated investigation when one of his colleagues, posing as a prostitute, asked him if in early April if he was interested in driving her and a few other girls to dates because their regular driver was sick. So I guess what they offered was $1,000. Sardone was told he'd be paid $1,000 and possibly more, and he said he'd do it and that he had someone who'd help him. So this was a cop-on-cop crime.
So he was just basically acting as an unlicensed Uber driver.
Yes.
He was free. He was moonlighting.
Yes. Yeah. He had a side gig. Naked.
I mean, I can remember when New York cops were moonlighting as hitmen. You know? I mean, I would say this is a step
now
up,
just
isn't
pimps.
It?
Naked man pauses GTA so he could stop someone stealing his car parts. I know what you're thinking. What is GTA? That would be Grand Theft Auto. Jared knew that.
The video game.
Yes. Yes. A Rhode Island man is making headlines this week after he confronted someone stealing a part on his car as he was playing Grand Theft Auto. So then I think to myself, was someone stealing a part in his car in the video game? No. He was at home. Charles Kendrick of Pawtucket, Rhode Island, was at home playing Grand Theft Auto naked at around 2 a.m. when he heard a sound outside his house. He stopped playing to go outside and have a look around, and then the drama ensued.
Did he put on his clothes before he went outside?
Fabulous question, Howard. As you know, you always ask the important questions. This is what he told a local news affiliate. I'm naked. I'm naked in my house. I'm relaxing. I come out of the house. I come out of the house naked.
I've met a couple of Captain Morgans. Okay, I admit it.
I come out of the house naked, and sure enough, there's somebody under my car. A fight ensued. I start fighting with the guy, wrestling with him. He ends up elbowing me, but I still grab onto him, and I end up getting his phone. The would-be thief was attempting to make off with the catalytic converter.
Those catalytic converters, they steal, people steal a lot of those.
I know, they get the people going. Two Florida men capture 12-foot gator.
Oh, I sent you this one.
Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola. That's in the central time zone, in case you didn't know.
Andy Sokol and his friend Tanner caught one, and it was much larger than they expected. The reptile measured nearly 12 feet in size.
This is the second 12-foot alligator we've had in 2 weeks from Florida on Police Blotter Facts Friday.
What do you think it is, Howie? Are they eating differently? Is it, what is it? Is it evolution, perhaps?
I think it's devolution of the human species, that people used to shoot these alligators when they got that big and they came into the community. Now they don't do that anymore.
That's a good point. They're getting too fat and too happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I've said this before, but when I was a kid, you never read stories about alligators in Florida. I mean, I knew there were a lot of alligators, I'm sure, in the Everglades and elsewhere, but there weren't 12-footers around, and they weren't in cities.
No, little Howard would have been petrified.
He would have. Howard had enough problems with scorpions in some of the corners of the kitchen.
Scorpions and day-old donuts don't mix.
Those day-old donuts were mainly in Portland, but
okay.
No.
We didn't
have too many scorpions in
that
Portland.
That was a Portland delicacy,
yeah,
the day-old
exactly.
donuts. Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation, like the 110 Grill for over 100 years. I had a delicious Piantedosi roll last night. They are the best bread in the business, and we thank Joe Piantedosi and Piantedosi Baking Company for always sponsoring this segment.
Yes, I think he'll be in. I think he'll be in for the live segment here in sunny South Florida next
week. Ooh, fabulous! Howie, here's one last one before we go to the break. Loud prostitute kicked out of public housing for work from home during pandemic.
And when she was kicked out, an undercover police officer came and took her away.
Yeah, what? A woman who took her professional sex work home during the coronavirus pandemic reportedly has been removed from UK public housing amid complaints from neighbors over her allegedly loud operations. Nicola Perry is said to have hosted up to 10 clients at a time.
At a time?
In her house in Manchester, according to arguments.
That's a public housing of ill repute if you have that many people in there.
Especially those tiny British flats.
Customers would queue up in cars along the block beginning in the morning while waiting to work.
See, if they were in the U.S., they'd be lining up, but in the U.K., they queue up.
But you know what? Everybody else has Zoom and everybody else is working from home. What's this lady supposed to do?
I don't know, Governor.
It just seems like it's a little bit unfair to Nicola.
Crikey, mate.
She needs representation.
Why am I being singled out? Where's me barrister?
There you go. Oh, and actually, let's do one more. Ontario man calls 911 because he's stuck in traffic and has to go pee. A police force in Ontario has released 911 audio after a man called the emergency.
Lay off the fortified wine before you get in the car at rush hour.
The thing is, I have to pee, and these guys are not moving. That's when you... Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. You're just going to have to pee your pants. Like, you don't have to tell everyone about it, but... You can't call the police.
No, every guy should have at least one water bottle in the car, just for emergencies. An empty water bottle.
Oh, now we're learning way too much. I think it's time to go to break.
Be prepared.
Yeah. Some things you may you may know, but you don't need to share with everybody else. All right. Thank you. Okay. We'll be back with the winners
in just
a moment.
And I have two really, really good winners, Howie.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
I just was reading about fortified wines. I never looked this up on the internet before because I kind of knew what they were. But
you can thank my mom, Howard. She's the one
who
asked.
The ones I'm familiar with are Thunderbird Wild Irish Rosé and MD 2020. We called it Mad Dog 2020 back in the day. And Night Train. But there are other ones, too. Gino's Premium Blend.
Ugh.
Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. Maybe that's what that song is all about. Who knows? Not the cowboy. But anyway, those are some of the low-end fortified wines. They have. I wasn't aware there was any other kind except low-end fortified wines. But there you go. I'm learning something new every day. What do you got, Grace? What are the winners? You got some winners for us?
Yes, I do. Nashville police search for a woman who assaulted McDonald's employee with...
So many Nashville stories in the last few months.
A French fry scoop.
A French fry scoop?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They need your help identifying this woman who used a metal French fry scoop to assault an employee. The woman was reportedly angry about her wait time for French fries. She decided to go behind the counter and punch the employee with the metal scooper that definitely did not speed up the French fry process. They need the scooper for the fries.
Of course they do.
The employee suffered a gash to the forehead, and the woman left with a friend and children inside a silver Chevy Impala.
Hmm.
All right, now this is...
She escaped.
She escaped. For now.
She fled.
She's on the run.
On now, the lam.
On the lam, on the fry. Okay, so this is the last winner, and I really am fascinated by this story. So Whistler woman, and that's Canada, Whistler woman handed $60,000 in fines for regularly feeding bears. A Whistler woman has been handed $60,000 in fines for feeding bears.
You could get the death penalty for feeding a bear, you know, from the bear.
Zuzana Stivaco received the sentence in North Vancouver.
Oh, Zuzana, oh, don't you cry for me.
Investigators determined she had been feeding bears throughout the summer, buying bulk produce with up to 10 cases of apples, 50 pounds of carrots, and up to 15 dozen eggs on a weekly basis.
I didn't know bears ate carrots.
I don't think they discriminate.
Bears. Beets.
I think, Howie, they're kind of like you. If it's there, they might dabble. These activities created an extraordinary public safety risk by conditioning bears to human food and presence. Once bears are conditioned to human food, they usually cannot be relocated or rehabilitated and become a serious risk to the public. Fozzie
wow.
Bear.
Oh, Zuzana. Shame on thee. All right. Thank you, Grace. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.